Hey friend, welcome to the Start Scared podcast, where we are mamas who are wanting, craving, needing more in our lives outside of just being a mom. We love our babies, but man, have we lost ourselves in the chaos of everyday mom life. My name is Christy, and I'm a wife, mama, teacher, an Enneagram 6, and a projector who used to be bound by what I thought I was supposed to say, do, or be. So much so that I'm trying to discover who Christy is right now in real time. Together, we're going to have honest and real conversations, just like girlfriends chatting over a cocktail or a coffee on the back porch. We're going to cut through the BS stories we tell ourselves and find clarity to start scared on putting ourselves first. Because girl, who you are outside of being a mom still matters. It is time that we live out the dreams and the desires that God has placed on our hearts, even if we don't know what that is quite yet. But I got you. We're in this together. So grab your drink, meet me on the back porch, and let's do this. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to another episode of Start Scared. We are so excited that you are here today. Yeah, we are. So at the time of this recording, we were supposed to do this yesterday, but we didn't, on Bruce's 9th birthday.
Yep.
And he asks me all the time, when can he be interviewed? When can he be on Start Scared again? Yes. So I figured what better way to celebrate Bruce's 9th birthday than have an Ask Me Anything episode. So I went to Instagram, went to Facebook, asked some people what burning questions do you have for Bruce, and he will answer them. He does not know what any of these questions are.
Except maybe two.
These are going to be asked and answered completely unscripted. We have no idea what he's going to say, and we all know that he dances to the beat of his own drum, so it should be interesting. We're very excited that you're here. Welcome to Start Scared, Bruce.
I've already been on.
I know, but welcome to today's episode.
Why are you saying welcome when I've been on it since the beginning of the
episode? Okay, Bruce, Ty wants to know, what is your favorite Lego?
Oh, wait.
What is your favorite Lego?
My favorite Lego piece is this very rare double-sided one where you can put two Legos together, and it's very defying of physics.
Oh, very defying of physics. Yes. Very cool. Cynthia wants to know, what brings you the greatest joy in your life?
What brings me the greatest joy, Cynthia, is my friends and family.
Oh, what a good answer.
I know, right?
All right. Jacqueline and Laura want to know, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of building Legos and all that stuff.
All right, Chelsea wants to know, what is your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is when I fall in the toilet.
Tell us more about that.
Wait, what? Why?
When did you fall in the toilet?
Wait, actually?
And that's your favorite memory?
Yeah. Because it's hilarious.
When was the last time you fell in the toilet?
5 years ago.
Oh, and you still remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember my birth, too.
You do?
Yes.
How?
I remember Dad was late.
You only remember it because we've told you. Not because you actually remember being there.
And I cried.
You did cry. And you had a really big mouth.
Yeah.
All right, Grandma Dawn wants to know.
That's my grandma.
If you could pick one thing to change about yourself, what would it be?
To not be very gassy.
If you could pick one thing you would ask God, what would it be?
Is this one?
Oh, this is also from Grandma Dawn. If you could ask God one thing, what would it be?
To change the world and not make anyone have pain or death.
Okay.
Or tears.
That's a good one. What is something that makes you laugh? This is also from Grandma Dawn.
Fart jokes. And things about poo and people getting hurt.
That makes you laugh? People getting hurt?
On purpose.
You just ask God to take away everybody's pain.
Except maybe Jax.
What?
Eddie's. They do it purposely.
Oh, gosh. Hey girl, I am so excited to bring to you something that has been weighing on my heart, but I have been scared to start. So with some encouragement in the background, I have decided to rip off the Band-Aid and host my first masterclass. And hopefully this will be the first of many, but because this is our first, I'm hosting it for free. And you know that here on Start Scared, we talk about things that we're scared to start. We know that it's going to make our life better, but we are afraid to take that next right step. So if you are a woman who is looking for more in your life, in your career, in your relationships, but you're scared to start whatever it is that is weighing on your heart, or you don't even know what that next right step is, then this masterclass is for you. It is going to be March 7th at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern via Zoom. So you can watch and listen from the comfort of your own home while you're cooking dinner, while you're bathing the kids, while you're putting them to bed. Wherever you are, all I ask that you bring is an open mind, an open heart, and a journal. So in order to register and save your seat for free, please text the word masterclass to 855-849-0997. That will register you, save your seat. I will send you the Zoom link when we get closer to March 7th. But I am just so excited to grow with you because you know that my mission for this podcast is to cultivate and grow our community of women who are scared to start, but want more. And we're here together to encourage, to build, to motivate so that we can take that next right step. So again, if you are interested in this free masterclass, text the word masterclass to 855-849-0997. I cannot wait to continue to grow with you. Okay, now that you're in, this is also from Grandma Dawn. Now that you're in third grade and have a lot of experience, what advice would you give to a friend who is just about to start kindergarten and they're a little nervous about it?
Don't keep all the kindergarten songs in your head because all the important stuff won't come in.
What do you
your
mean?
Your brain.
What do you mean? Be more specific.
Don't listen to
But don't you need to know the ABCs to know how to read and write?
Know them, but not the catchy songs. Keep the letters in, but if you have the song stuck in your head, then you can't learn any important stuff. And
but those catchy songs are important information, I thought.
No.
Really. Do you know why they're made into catchy songs?
To make kids like them more and then buy fast food.
No, to make them memorize them more, remember them more. Because if you know the song, even still, I'm almost 40 years old, and if I'm trying to think of a letter in ABC order, I sing the song to help me remember ABC order.
Nice.
So those catchy songs are what help you learn things. All right, Dad wants to know, what is your favorite stuffy?
My new Squishmallow named Iggard.
And who's Iggard from?
Grandma.
And what is the Squishmallow of?
A cow with a fuzzy tail.
Oh my gosh, and he's as big as Bruce.
Almost. As big as me! And I'm 5'2".
No, you're 4'2".
I'm 4'2".
Daddy also wants to know, what would be your dream thing to build with Lego?
Ooh. A whole life-size house and then stay in it for 24 hours.
That would be legit. I would love to.
And added small Legos, not big Legos.
Small Legos like your Titanic Legos?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever get that done?
Probably not.
All right, last question. What fish do you most want to catch?
A shark. A mako shark.
A mako shark? All right, Bruce Jeffrey, what is your favorite thing or what are you looking forward to now that you are 9 years old?
I'm looking forward to being more wise.
Thank you, Bruce, for being on Start Scared. I really appreciate your time.
I think you missed a question from Chelsea.
No, we did all the questions.
We did?
Yeah, I asked you.
What about the rapid fire questions that are usually on? Can you do those still?
We did those last time.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. What is your favorite fruit, me?
What's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit is a raspberry.
Raspberries are
good. And grapes.
Grapes are good.
And candy grapes.
Oh, so green cotton candy grapes. Those are good. All right. Anything else?
Bye.
Bye. All right. We hope that you have a great day. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you listening. And we hope that you have the day you need to have. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye.
Come on, Mama.
Hey, girl. 12-year-old duty calls. Thank you so much for listening to the Start Scared podcast. If anything resonated with you today, I would be honored if you would screenshot and share this episode on Instagram and tag me at Christy Lockhart so I can get super excited and personally say thank you for taking the time to get our message out to even more mamas who may also need to be reminded that they still matter outside of being a mom. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. I am so incredibly grateful that you're here and to be on this journey with you. So cheers to you and our growth together. I am rooting for you and I love you. And remember, you matter. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.